Today is Friday, March 24th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. My neck just popped. You wouldn't have heard it, but I heard it. It popped. Oh, it is not, my computer restarted, everyone, because I had to unplug. I was rearranging some wires and stuff because, long story, but for the iPads that I'm using now for video for Mix Minus, for screen sharing and stuff like that, I had just been laying them on my desk, but it was so much on my desk. And I have this pole thing on my desk that is meant to mount monitors or cameras or whatever you want to mount to it. And so I thought, oh, I'm sure they must sell some sort of iPad holders that you can, you know, attach to these mounts or these poles. And I found something on Amazon. Works great, actually. Very cheap. And so I was rearranging some cables because the iPads had been on the other side of the desk. And I needed to unplug. I needed to add an extension cord or like one of those power strips. Because now I have more things to plug in on this side of the desk. I know this is riveting, right? And I just unplugged something that was plugged in. I was like, oh, it won't hurt anything. And so apparently my Mac Mini was plugged into it. The monitor was plugged into it. You know, all this stuff. So, yeah. So when I started recording, I realized the browser had closed. Adobe Audition had closed. Everything was closed. All right, it is National Cheesesteak Day. It is also National Cocktail Day. So maybe I will have to have, you know, I haven't used the Bartesian in forever. For those of you who don't know what the Bartesian is, it is basically a mixed drink maker. And I haven't used it in so long. It may be, you know, I bet those sugary drinks that I drink have gotten all sticky up in there. And it probably won't even work. I probably need to clean the tubes and all this kind of stuff because I haven't used it in so long. But you know what? I think Mark and I are going to come upstairs and watch a movie tonight. Because there is no mix. And I did hear from Daniel this morning. And they are in Universal, or they were at Universal Studios. They're probably, well, I don't know if they're done by now. It is 3 p.m., I think. 3:30 for them in California. I don't know how long they were staying at Universal. All I know is when Daniel and I took our vacation together many, many years ago, and we both went to Florida. We went to Universal. I don't think we even did Disney other than a restaurant. And we were waiting in line for some Harry Potter ride, I think. Daniel literally had a cow because I think they asked us to put our cell phones in a locker. And Daniel said, oh, they would never do this at Disney. How can I live without my cell phone while I'm in line? Let's just leave. I don't even want to be here anymore. And we got into this argument because I wanted to stay because we had just gotten to the theme park. Anyway, regardless, I always think of that. So they're at Universal today. Not the same Universal, because this was in Florida and they're in California. And then they're going to see Auntie Scott. So I did talk to him. They're doing great. He sent me a picture and there was a cute guy standing behind them. So, you know, I mean, they're cute as well. Daniel and Zach are cute. So there were three cute guys in the photo and then a woman or a girl. Anyway. So what went on? So last night I talked to you guys about this. And once again, I'm not prepared. I don't remember the name of the company. Gary messaged on Twitter and said, oh my God, that's expensive. But I had gotten this Instagram ad for these sous vide dinners, and it was braised short rib with a beer sauce and polenta, Parmesan polenta. And I don't know, there were osso buco and there were some other things. And it's like, just put them in a sous vide for 30 minutes or whatever. You know, they come frozen, they last for a year in the freezer or whatever. And I thought, oh, that'd be cool because it looks like they're restaurant quality. And I think I had mentioned the problem is I didn't know how they were proportioning them because I was buying multiple servings of these things. And it was like 8 servings of polenta. And I thought, well, if it's all in the same vacuum seal bag, this is like for a restaurant or something. Mark and I only need 2 servings at a time. What are we going to do? And so, sure enough, when it came in, it was all in the same vacuum sealed bag. So I thought, okay, you know what? It can't be that hard. I'm just going to chop these things into smaller pieces. I have a meat cleaver. I'll just take them out of the bag. I'll, you know, kind of score a section, what I think is a good serving size for Mark and I. I have a vacuum sealer for the other things that I sous vide, so I'll just re-vacuum seal them and proportion them and then put, you know, what I don't use, I'll put it back in the freezer. Oh my God. This polenta was so frozen. It was like a rock. And I thought it should be easy. Like if I tried a chef's knife, I probably ruined my blades. Not that I really take care of the blades anyway. I'm not really that particular with my, I don't even have a knife sharpener. I guess when they go bad, I just buy a new one. I mean, when they go dull. But I tried like a chef's knife, an older one that we don't use anymore. I tried the meat cleaver. The meat cleaver was doing absolutely nothing except hacking little bits of polenta, frozen polenta, all over the floor. I tried this big serrated knife that I got from Sysco Foods. It's really good. I mean, it will cut anything. And it would have cut it, but it would have taken me 3 hours. I mean, I was sawing back and forth. I felt like I needed a table saw or something to cut this polenta in half. So finally, I took a knife that was already broken. We had already broken the tip off of this knife at some point. I don't know why. I don't know how. And I don't know why we kept the knife. We probably should have thrown it away. I went out in the garage and got my hammer and I'd already scored a section. So I put the knife blade where I had scored the section and I hammered until it went all the way through. And then it split the whole thing. I had to do that multiple times, but it worked, but it was so difficult. It took me. Now, the short ribs were at least, they vacuum sealed them separately. And so they were in one big vacuum sealed bag, but they weren't all one big chunk. They had put them like in, you know, 8 separate pieces or whatever. So I was able to just pull those out and then proportion like 2 per freezer bag and do that. So I put those in and actually it was, it turned out I made some rolls. Just some frozen roll. I didn't make homemade rolls, but not on a weekday. And it was good. I would say they needed it needed a little bit more salt. I did add some salt to the polenta, but I would probably add a little bit more. And the juices from the short rib, I thought it was going to be a thicker sauce, but it was more like a au jus, or however you say it. It was very thin. And so I feel like next time I would go ahead and cook them like I did, but take them out, mix some additional butter and salt and stuff with the polenta to give it a little bit more flavor. And then for the short ribs, I think I would take the juice, the au jus, and put it in a pan and reduce it a little bit more. And maybe, I don't know, do something to make it more of a sauce, a little thicker. So anyway, but it was good overall. I would say it was restaurant quality for, you know, I mean, those restaurants probably they get things frozen and just, you know, cook them. And it was very tender and the flavor was good. So that's what we had. And then for the evening, I did have to go to the store for something. And it was basically flooding here yesterday. It has been raining for all week, pretty much. And it wasn't raining too. It was just kind of sprinkling when we left to go to the store. And as soon as we got to the store, we pulled up to the store and it started raining so hard. I didn't have an umbrella. I had to run in. I was soaking wet. And anyway, so we had dinner. We watched our TV. I once again did not work on the 3D modeling, but I think I am going to work on it tonight. Although tonight, I think we are going, like I said, we're going to watch a movie. And because there's no mix minus, so we're going to come up to the media room and watch a movie. We may watch that horror movie, Emily. Is it Emily? It's a doll, like an artificially intelligent doll. And it's, I don't know. We may watch that. I think there's some other options on the table. But I think we're going to do something along those lines. I don't know exactly. It may end up being something else. I'll let you know on Monday. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.